Oh, snap.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet. Hey, everybody, it's Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the top dog at Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and where friends don't feed kibble. How are you guys today? So glad to be back here with you on the podcast. And I do want to say thank you to all of you who listen throughout the country and who send me questions in the email. So just continue to send those and I will answer those. You can find me at dd@rawdogfoodandcompany.com. So today, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about allergies, identifying and dealing with allergies. Excuse me. Must be an allergy coming on. But anyway, before we get to that, let's hear from some of our customers here at Raw Dog Food and Company. This one is from Cindy, and she says, "Hi, Dee Dee. I just wanted to let you know that I'm so happy I transitioned Sissy, my chocolate lab that was diagnosed with melanoma, to 100% raw. She's been eating raw for the past week, and her last visit a month ago showed the cancer has not spread. I am so happy I got her off Origin kibble and Origin freeze-dried raw." She says that the lump that was on the side of her jaw, she believes, is getting smaller. And she says, "I'm so happy I found your awesome company. Thank you again for all your help." Thank you, Cindy, for being a concerned and wonderful pet parent. And if you're interested in starting your journey on the raw diet, you might want to join us first at the Raw Dog Food Facebook page, where we post a lot of educational information and where you can hear from raw feeders and how they are doing and what they are doing on the raw diet. All right. Well, today we're going to be talking about those dreaded allergies. Oh my gosh. Can you believe how many dogs have allergies in the world? And you know, I have to say, after feeding raw for 17 years, I don't have allergy dogs. I just don't. And I will tell you that that's one of the primary reasons that gets people to start rethinking what they're feeding their dogs. They've tried everything. And as you know, if you take a dog to the vet and they have allergies and they put them on, you know, Apoquil or one of the other type of allergy medications, that stuff does wear off and it takes its toll on the organs. And not only that, but aren't we just masking the problem instead of really dealing with what the root of the problem is? And more often than not, it is food. All right. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, allergies. Well, typical allergies, you know, show up itchy skin, dogs scratching, they're rubbing against thing, or maybe they have digestive issues, you know, diarrhea, vomiting, but they have immune system problems, chronic ear infections, arthritis, hair loss. And depending on the problem, you're going to see amazing, amazing results when you switch your dog off of dead, dry kibble, all right, and you help boost their immune system with a fresh food diet, because your dog may just be deficient in some certain essential fatty acids, all right? So the aim is to what? Get that stuff out of their system and rebalance the immune system by switching off the dog or cat's tendency to overreact. Because they really should be able to tolerate pollens and grasses and fleas and dust mites. But if the system is overloaded with these antibodies that are being produced to react and fight to harmful threats in the body, Well, there's not much you can do when it gets overloaded. They don't have a way to clear themselves, right? They typically do clear out those antibodies through the skin, but they're not able to do that. So they just continue to circulate in the bloodstream, and these circulating immune complexities start to cause trouble. They're deposited in the skin, the gut, the kidneys, and the joints, and then they trigger some local and generalized inflammation. That's right. You see it. You feel it. It's heat, redness, swelling, itchiness. So we've got to do something to rebalance the immune system. What are you going to do? Well, you can go to your vet. You can get on meds. You can ignore the fact that it probably is your food because you're afraid to feed a raw diet, or you can snap the heck out of it and change their food. And I would ask you this. Can you just give me 3 months? Are you willing to just try the raw diet for 3 months and see how your dog may be relieved of these crazy symptoms that keep him up at night and you up at night and just make him miserable? I mean, seriously, do you have 3 months to change your dog's life? I know you do. I know you do. And all it takes, more often than not, is feeding your dog a raw, biologically appropriate diet. And that is what we have here at Raw Dog Food and Company. And do we ship? Yeah, we do. So there's no excuse. You give me a call. All right. So there's a couple of things that you can do once you get on the raw diet to help that immune system to rebalance that gut. Okay. One, let's talk about what is a species appropriate diet. Well, I want you to think of it like this. It's very simple. What does Mother Nature provide? And you know what? You can hear the argument all day long that the dog's digestive system has evolved over time and they're not like wolves anymore. Really? Are you serious? I mean, find me some scientific research that's going to back that up. Your dog's teeth haven't changed, have they? They don't have giant molars in them where they can go side to side. Your dog's jaw doesn't go side to side, does it? Because if it does, man, you need to get that dog in a circus. Get him on YouTube. Make some money right now. Isn't that the way the dog's mouth is? It's made with these giant molars and sharp teeth so they can rip and tear and take down prey and, you know, chew up bones. So I want you to think of it like this. What would a wolf eat in the wild? Well, they're going to take down prey, whole prey. That means they're going to eat the muscle meat. They're going to eat the fur. They're going to eat the organs. They're going to eat the bone. That is what a species appropriate diet is. And we have two different models, because there are two different models out there that people like to follow. It's called the prey model, which is what I just described. And then we've got, let me go back to this. The prey model typically follows an 80-10-10 rule. Now, not always, but typically an 80-10-10 rule. That means 80% of what's in the diet is going to be the animal protein with the fat. Okay. You get fat in the muscle. It's not as if you just throw a bunch of fat in there. It's already in the animal. Then you've got approximately 10% organ and 10% bone. All right. That's typically what a prey model is. Your barf model, it's been out there for a long time. We carry both. We like to see our customers rotate both, but the barf model is the one that has the veggies in it, and not a ton of veggies. Our blends have 7%. Now, some people who follow the barf a little more stringently, they're going to put more veggies in, but I want to really caution you about the high glycemic index veggies. And if you're going to put veggies in, let's put in the green leafy veggies, okay? And you have to mash them, puree them, lightly cook them, because they have this thing called cellulose around them. And that holds in all the nutrients. The dogs do not have the enzymes to break that down. You got to break it down for them. But the barf model typically is going to have a higher bone content. So you want to look at that higher bone content. Sometimes as high as, 25%, which dogs can handle. Some dogs can handle. You will know, because if your dog is sitting there straining, can't poop it out, well, bone content too high. So typically what I say with our group is I say, all right, do both. We're going to go through a chub of prey, and then we're going to go through a chub of barf, and we're going to rotate those around. So anyway, you first and foremost want, if you're going to deal with allergies, get them dogs some relief. Come on, people. They're your babies, right? Don't want them itching and inflammation and all that jazz going on. We don't want that. So let's get them off the dead, dry stuff. Let's get them on a species-appropriate diet, barf or prey, preferably both. We're going to change that. And then, what are we going to do? Well, here's what I would say. If you have an allergy dog, I'm going to tell you, go to prey model first. That means we're going to dump all the veggies out in the beginning. We're going to dump all the veggies out in the beginning because we don't want any sugar. We want to try to get that, if it's yeasty problems and it's an allergy promoted by an overgrowth of starch and sugar and all that jazzamagungo, we need to get it out. So let's start with the prey model. All right, so we'll just let the veggies go for now. And then what we want to do is get them on a good quality probiotic. And how do you get probiotics? Well, I would suggest you give them the probiotic 30 minutes to 1 hour before meals or 2 hours after a meal, okay? This is going to help restore the good bacteria in the GI tract. You can find some recipes for some homemade kefir, or there are just some great probiotics out there, but I would find those that have the 30 billion, to whatever, the highest level of the enzymes, that's the one that you want to do on the probiotics. And you can email me and I can give you some good information on probiotics. But I think if you just Google that on the best probiotic for dogs, and everybody's got an opinion, you'll find it. And then the other thing that I always think is a great supplement to add. I'm not a huge fan of putting supplements in food because you can't control it, but you can control it if you are adding it to the food and for a certain reason and for a certain period of time. But I will say that probiotics and a digestive enzyme, there's nothing wrong with those being an everyday or an all-time thing. So a digestive enzyme, they help the digestive tract to digest all of the food properly. So some dogs do not produce enough enzymes like lipase, protease, and amylase to break down the protein, the fat, and all of the stuff that they need to break down in the raw diet. So we can help boost that while their system is healing. Okay? So that is something that I would encourage all of you, if you're dealing with allergies, first and foremost, get them off the kibble, for gosh darn sakes. Okay. Next, let's talk a little bit about how you might be able to identify what type of allergy it is, because there's so many, oh my gosh, so many allergies out there. But again, if you get your dog's immune system as healthy as possible, that means not feeding the bad bacteria with high starch, high carbs. And you guys, I don't think you know how to figure out how many carbs are in your food. And if it says grain-free, I'm telling you, it is super high in the carbs. I'm going to give you the calculation again. Turn your bag around. Look at your guaranteed analysis. And I want you to add up these four things. I want you to add up protein, fat, moisture, ash. Take that number, subtract it from 100. That's the percentage of carbs that you have in your dry bag of food. Now, I will also caution you that many of the protein percentages have been propped up by plant proteins, and you can look at your ingredients and tell that. Plant proteins is not what dogs survive on. They survive and they need animal protein. They don't even digest plant protein as well as animal protein. So again, let's get real about what's in our dog food. All right, signs of allergies. Thank you. Signs of allergies. The inhalant allergies. So maybe something that they're inhaling in the environment. Typically what you're going to see is paw licking, face rubbing. And typically we see that maybe being developed from ages 1 to 4. Now, remember that this is typically, all right? So nothing written in stone, because I'm not seeing your dog. I have no idea. And I'm not a vet. Should be. Not a vet. Okay. All right. So food allergies. Again, we're going to look out for licking, itchiness under the tail, around the anal area, plus reoccurring ear infections. Do you have ear infections? Does your dog have ear infections? Does it have that black gunk in there? Does it smell like a corn chip? Mm-hmm. That's going to be more than likely a food sensitivity or a food allergy. And I've even seen some red paws on that. All right, flea allergies. Typically, what we see is itchiness on the top of the lower back. Does your dog have fleas? Do we got itchiness on the top of the lower back? He's trying to stretch his neck around there. Bite. Right? Your dog may have fleas. And I want to caution you against flea medication, because that can really throw your healthy gut out of balance too. So search for some holistic flea preventative methods. All right. Maybe your dog has mange or scabies. So what do we see there? Well, what we see is intense itching of all four legs. We got itchy ears. We got itchy face. Could be mange. Could be scabies. What about contact hypersensitivity? Okay, this is what I'm talking about with the feet. Maybe it's very sudden onset of the feet, chest, and abdomen. You're going to see it's going to get red. So contact hypersensitive, right? We're walking the dogs, and maybe there's, this time of year, there's salt, or there's something on the grass, or maybe if we find it on the chest or the abdomen, they are having a sensitivity to your laundry detergent. It's true. Are you using carpet fresheners that they're laying down on? Maybe even your wood floor, the wax, or whatever you're cleaning that with. This can be a contact hypersensitivity, all right? So that can cause allergies as well. You got to be a detective. I'm telling you, you got to be a detective when it comes to your dog. How about the anal gland irritation? Well, that's pretty easy. They're dragging their butt along the grass or carpet, or biting or licking the rear end. Maybe they just need to have their anal glands expressed. Yowza! It doesn't hurt, but it is smelly. I used to do that to my dachshund all the time. I would put on my gloves, put him in the sink, and express those anal glands. Stink. You think tripe stinks? Nothing stinks like anal gland expression. Yuck-a-doodles. All right, bacterial infection. This very well could be sores, pimples, scabs, or bumps. Could be some sort of bacteria in your dog. Maybe we need to get some diatomaceous earth, human grade, add it to the food, but it could be something more serious, a bacterial infection. So we want to take a look at that. Let's see what might be going on there. Fungal infection, and see, some of these, so many of these overlap, don't they? they overlap. So you got to be a detective and you got to do this elimination thing in your house. I mean, I'd much rather you take the time and the energy and the effort to figure this out than putting them on some sort of allergy medication that's just going to rob them of vitality and, you know, destroy gut flora and everything else. So I'm not saying that there aren't situations that maybe a dog needs to be on it, but more often than not, people, we can absolutely fix this for our four-legged friends. What did I say? The fungal in the jungle, fungal infection, sores, redness, crusting, maybe get some oozing going on, you know, you might see this in their paws or in the folds of their skin or moist places. And sometimes it's got a smell to it. Stinky binky. It's got a foul smell to it too. So that'd be a fungal infection. And also I want to go back to bumps, pimples, maybe scaly skin, darkened skin, thinning skin. That's a endocrine disorder. So we want to take a look at that. And then there's emotional issues. I am serious, people. Your dog can have emotional issues. Obsessive licking to the point of causing sores or bleeding. Is your dog bored? I mean, do you leave him in a cage all day? Do you leave him in the backyard? Maybe he needs a job. You know, like a job on a ranch or something like that, or herding cattle or herding goats or fetching or something. I don't know, but I'm telling you, sometimes dogs just get bored and they ain't got nothing better to do than lick themselves to death. So before you start thinking it is your food, it is your raw food, I want you to think about all of these other things that it might be, because as I've said so many times, people say, oh my gosh, they're allergic to the beef. They're not allergic to the beef. They're allergic to your Febreze. But you take the beef out of the diet, now you just cheated your dog. And he's going to continue to itch on the Febreze. So you got to look at all these different things. What's happening? But I'm going to tell you, is the raw diet the place to start? Is your food the place to start? Amen. Can I get an amen? Right here, right now. Snap out of it, people. Think about what you're feeding your dogs. And don't give them those milk bones. Don't give them those milk bones. You know, I go into the Big R out here in Colorado. I love the store. Shout out Big R. Got nice card hearts and all that kind of stuff in there. But they always want to give my dog a bone. Milk bone. Can your dog have a treat? No, can't. They look at me like I'm the worst pet parent in the world. I say he's a well-fed dog, and then their eyes really go, what? They have no idea what I'm talking about. But, I mean, honestly, that can cause a flare-up. And she's a German Shepherd, and she's a West German Showline, and she's very angled in the back. And I'd say my girl's fragile. She's just beautiful, but God love her, she's fragile. So, and she has had a torn ACL. So for those reasons right there, I don't want anything that's going to cause my girl some inflammation. So cookies? Nope. But she can have some of our great treats that we have here at Raw Dog Food and Company. Mm-hmm. She can have the trachea. She can have the air-dried chicken tenders. Beef liver, and our wonderful green tribe chips. Yes, she can. Oh, and sardines and chicken feet. She's got a plethora of food to eat. All right. Well, I hope that today's show will help you understand that there's so many things that in our environment can cause your dog's problems. But the best thing that you can do to help them snap out of it and feel their best is to feed them a species-appropriate diet. I'm Dee Dee Mercer-Moffitt for Raw Dog Food and Company and the Raw Dog Food Truth. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.